I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are asking another segment of Where Are They Now? We're asking that to former Knoxville softball standout Ashlyn Finardi. Ashlyn, it is good to see you here this summer back home in Knoxville.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. It's good to be back.
Well, you are at Missouri Western State University. You completed your freshman year of softball this spring. How'd that go overall for you?
It went pretty well. I got honorable mention as a freshman. I would say I was happy that I got that, but I think with the injury and everything that I could have done better. But it was a really good change to see the difference in level, like of play, compared to high school.
Let's talk about that freshman season. What kind of things, first of all, what kind of things surprised you about college-level softball that maybe you weren't fully expecting once you transitioned over from high school?
I would say definitely some of the different movement that you see from pitchers, because their ball is going to break a lot harder. And then also, like in the infield, how fast everything is. That's what we had to practice. We had to practice on and off the field being as fast as we possibly can, because that's just how the game is.
And when you say on and off the field, like speed drills and, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah, it's just sprinting everywhere you go.
How big of a change was that for you? And I know high schools, they don't have the latest, greatest, you know, things like that. But how much of a change was that for you to do that, you know, maybe preseason or during season?
I think it was a really good change for me, because I actually got to see myself go farther than I ever thought I would, push myself on conditioning, get faster. It just amazed me what difference it could make.
You did a lot of things. You pitched a little bit. You were at the plate offensively, and you played first base. What kind of things did you – improvements or some things that really, kind of opened your eyes at all those positions?
Some things pitching was, like, the amount of pressure that is on you, but that's something everyone can overcome. And the way that the hitters can now read the ball, it's a different playing field, like I said before. Batting, it's just – I had to keep the same mindset and I could find success. And then at first base, it was just getting my feet ready. I had to find, when I first got there, we changed all of my footwork and it just made me so successful.
How quickly did you adapt to that? You know, when they say, okay, Ashlyn, we got to change this. We got to change this stance. We got to change the way you do this. In high school, maybe they didn't address that, but in college, they kind of see that.
I would say it wasn't a huge change, but it was just like tweaking some of the small little things. They were all, it's like all combined, but then when you nitpick it down into the steps, there's a step here or here that can make you just so many seconds faster.
Talking to Ashlyn Finardi, former Knoxville softball standout, now at Missouri Western State University. What are some things that you thought maybe, you know, hey, I can do this? Was there kind of a aha moment, like, okay, I can play at this level? You know, was there maybe an early struggle, and then maybe, something that, you got, okay, I can do this at this level?
Yeah, at the beginning, I was really nervous, and I was getting into my head a little bit, and I was on a career-high strikeout era. I just couldn't get out of it, and then we played a game, and I hit two home runs, and then I was finally like, yeah, I'm in this. I'm here. I'm ready to get back in gear, ready to go.
Let's, talk about, I always like to talk about the speed of the game, and a lot of players will say it's not that much faster or I didn't see a difference. I'll ask you, speed of the game, different, faster, surprisingly faster, or just about the same?
I'd say it's a little bit faster just because everything really is quicker. The ball is going to come off the bat faster. The pitching is faster. The base runners are way faster. It's just, I think it just picks it up a notch and you're ready to be there once you go through the fall.
And after the season, you had a coaching change too. Never easy, but understand that you have conversed with the coach, not in person, but new coach on the way. What's what do you think of how she can get the program back to pointing in the right direction?
I think she's gonna take us back together. She mentioned a lot of family when we first talked to her, and I think that's what we need to pull back together as a family. And she's just, I don't know, every single word she said was just like, yeah, we really need that. And I think she's just going to be a good change.
Well, we talked to you're back home in Knoxville for the summer. What are you doing to keep busy these days now?
I work at Ardent Lighting, but then also with the torn labrum, I can't like lift much. So I still try and be active as much as I can without like completely falling out of shape.
You mentioned you were going to see the surgeon and the doctor. Hopefully it doesn't require surgery, but understand surgery probably. It's not a long rehab process, but still, hopefully you won't have surgery, but if you do, it's going to be, a shorter time span.
Yeah, my coach was saying it was hopefully about 4 months, depending on if I do have to get surgery and how the surgery goes. But I'm just hoping for the best. Whatever can take the pain away from me and still make me able to play this year, it's the way to go.
And what are you looking forward to most, in the spring? It seems like a long ways away, but it'll be here before you know it.
I'm definitely just looking forward to being back with my team. It fit like a family, but I just miss them because none of them are around here.
You're the only one that is from this area. How did you bond with your new teammates? It sounds like you really, became, part of that group there.
Yeah, we did a lot. At this one house, there's two groups of girls that lived off campus, and we would always get together, and some of the upperclassmen would cook the meals and cook main meal, and we'd bring a little side, and I felt like we just all were just compatible. And my best friend's even from Seattle, Washington, so I guess the best thing is just to keep in touch.
Oh, I understand last year, I think I was talking to your mom, that you got to be at the Kansas City Chiefs training camp doing some things. What was that like?
From our end, I would say not very fun, but kind of excited to go back again this year. And it's interesting to see that those people are that famous just from a sport. And we get a day of school off if they win the Super Bowl again. So, praying on that one.
So, Chiefs fan now?
Chiefs fan now, just for no school.
Okay. Well, Ashlyn, good to see you back here. And I know a lot of people still remember you from your time at Knoxville. And best of luck at your sophomore year at down at college.
Yeah, it was great to see you. Thank you.
That's Ashlyn Fernardi, a former Knoxville softball player, now at Missouri Western State University on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KLS.